Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, if there is one thing I see again and again working with tech executives, is that we all have this innate feeling that we need to never provide our teams with any arbitrary deadlines. It's just that specific term, arbitrary deadlines, makes us cringe. And having talked to a bunch of people about this, I think this, first of all, stems from us ourselves being burned by it in the past. You might have worked for a boss that used arbitrary deadlines in order to grind all of the team into doing things. You might have wasted days and nights on end trying to hit a deadline only to later realize it meant nothing. And you might have tried yourself to provide people with deadlines before, only to see how they get angry, get frustrated, and so forth. And because of that, many of us try to never put on deadlines. I think that Kanban, for example, has a lot of pluses, but basically every executive I know that has decided to use Kanban did it because they had deadlines. They did not want to put any deadlines on their teams. And I get that. Having seen how deadlines when done wrong can be bad, but I believe that we have to put some sort of a deadline on things. I will go into the different reasons in a second, but first of all, I wanna make something clear. Just because you have seen something done wrong in the past does not mean that that thing can never be done right. Does not think that you need to write off that specific thing. In all likelihood, you've had bad bosses in the past. You yourself probably have done things wrong in the past, right? Just because something, a specific tool, was mishandled does not mean that that tool should never be used again. If you stub your toe with a hammer, it does not mean you will never use a hammer again, right? The same applies here. So many people are using deadlines wrong. It doesn't mean that you should not be using deadlines forever. And let's first, before diving into how you should be providing deadlines, discuss why you should be providing these. First of all, I think we all know and have heard about Parkinson's Law. Work will extend itself to the capacity of the time given to it. Now, you might think that this is an anti-deadline thing. If you put a deadline on it, we know it will never be finished before the deadline. But what I've seen time and time again is that without a deadline, things essentially never really end, you know? No one can say, all right, done. No one moves it to the done pile. I'm not talking about a specific task now. I'm talking about bigger picture things. They never are claimed to be done. No one is never actually sure. And the first rule when going to a barbecue is that you have to know how done you want your steak. Otherwise, it's gonna get overcooked and you're not gonna be happy. And I believe that truly as well when it comes to software. When it comes to engineering, not having a deadline on something means that you do not know how much you're investing in order to get this thing done. Just because something seemed worthwhile when you said, all right, it will take about a month, does not mean that it's all right for it to take 3 months later on. I believe in putting a deadline on things so that you make an explicit decision on how much you want to invest in that specific thing. Basecamp, in their terminology of the book Shape Up, call these placing bets. And they say you place a bet of, for example, 6 weeks on a specific feature, on a specific goal, because you decide that's the amount of time that is worth your while. You think ahead about the expected return on your investment. And the same goes even if you're not using their approach, which, by the way, I really like. You must have a handle on how things are likely to shape out during the year. And if you never put on any deadlines on people, you will just be in this weird, mushy, doneness state where you never know that something is done. Now, other than actually having this declared doneness for you as the manager, for leadership, for product, you also want to have doneness declared because you want to allow people to shut off running threads in their heads. I'm talking about threads as in operating system threads. people, especially your middle managers, have way too many things running in their heads. They have no ability to handle all the cognitive load this takes, and I see middle managers again and again being overwhelmed, never actually knowing what has been finished. They have a growing stack of issues and projects and initiatives that they are responsible for. And if your stack only always gets bigger, you will not be able to invest the same amount of thought and leadership that you could have invested a year ago into something. And because of that, you want, again, to have deadlines. You want to have doneness. Once something is done, if it has a clear deadline, I know at what date and time that thing will be taken off of my plate. I know that I will not have a mountain of projects sitting on my plate, obscuring the view of the things lying under them. So deadlines are good for you to know that things get done given the amount of investment you want, and are also good for the people working on them to know they can stop thinking about certain things. Deadlines enable leadership and vision. You as a leader and the whole executive team in your company need to be able to plan ahead and have vision. Vision usually means that you have a very long-term thing that you're striving for and you start stacking bricks in order to achieve that strategy. And you cannot always stack them as they show up. You have to plan ahead. You have to know that a certain thing done roughly in that specific, for example, month or quarter. Having that allows you to plan ahead and gain a handle on your vision and on your roadmap. And it has been proven at many, many very successful companies that having stretch goals from time to time helps people achieve more. And one form of having stretch goals is having stretch deadlines. By having a date that we know we need to get to, and that date not being something so buffered up we all know we're gonna get to no matter what, having that pushes your team. Having a constraint is a good thing, because if you do not have constraints, you might get stuck trying to even realize what should you be doing. But by having some sort of constraints, things become clearer. So, to sum up, even if the date is arbitrary, it doesn't mean that that's a bad thing. I'm not saying you should be telling your people, here's the deadline, and if we miss it, you're fired. I'm not saying we should be treating arbitrary deadlines as if they have contractual obligations. It's okay to be clear about this reasoning I just laid out when you're discussing your deadlines. So people know, for example, when they come up and see a real issue, they can come up and say, you know, we thought that we were gonna be able to reuse that or use that framework, but we now realize the right thing to do is to invest a couple more weeks and do that. But that means we'll have to push the deadline. Are you okay with that? That's the sort of discussions I'm happy to see. I don't wanna see people simply doing things without contemplating how much further they're gonna push back on delivery without having any value of the time they're investing into things. And that's why deadlines are, in my opinion, priceless. They're immensely valuable in pushing your team forward. And again, I'm not talking about pushing them forward as in a sweatshop. I'm talking about helping them push themselves, having that self-propulsion to always want to improve and get things done, and have that intrinsic motivation and feeling that we are achieving what we have set out to do. So truly, you should be putting aside your past experience with bad deadlines and communicate with your team why you might be using deadlines, and then understand how to put in place good deadlines. And that boils down to understanding deadlines are not a magic wand. You cannot simply put a deadline on something and say, I don't care what, it's gonna be done by then. And that's how many, many companies try and use deadlines. I've been in companies that are constantly in this blitz mode. There's always an imminent deadline. It's always clear we're never gonna get to it. And people are working long hours, weekends, piling up so much tech debt only to hit that specific deadline. And then the second they get to it, usually a few days late, there's a new deadline already on the horizon. And that is a feeling that makes people burn out so fast. And you do not want to use that. What you want to do is to create an environment where you see that deadlines are used as a tool to constrain the different things that are possible to do and to drive people forward. So for example, when you are creating your OKRs, whether it's quarterly, monthly, whatever, have some that are stretch goals, have some that are going to be pushing your people out of their comfort zone. In your one-on-ones, regularly check if people are talking about being burned out, if people are too afraid of these. For example, I recently talked to a coaching client who said that he treated deadlines just like I'm talking right now. No one thinks you're gonna get fired if you miss a deadline. But he had an employee that was completely nervous and anxious whenever there was a deadline. He treated deadlines as sacred. He was probably burnt really bad in previous companies and simply did not understand the way things were trying to be done. So communicate a lot and make sure that people understand that unless you said this is, again, a contractual thing, or we're gonna be on national TV covering this, so it must work by then. Unless you have some sort of an external, non-arbitrary deadline, something that is fixed, then most deadlines are not deadlines you need to die for, all right? They're not that kind of a deadline. They are used as tools to decide on your investments and in order to bring in a specific cadence so that your whole team works to achieve a thing by a specific date. And this has to be communicated, especially again, if you see someone getting too anxious or nervous about missing or hitting a deadline. And lastly, retrospect as a whole. I always believe that we need to be improving how we are improving. And so if you put up a bunch of deadlines, for example, for your quarterly OKRs, once that quarter is done and you're planning the next one, also have a clear retrospective with everyone on board to discuss whether those deadlines were good ones. Did people feel like they were piling on debt simply because something was constrained too far? Did they feel like they could have done something faster, but the deadline said end of quarter, so they just kept working on it? Having these open discussions can really help boost how your people are working together and make your deadlines a tool that helps you all propel yourselves forward instead of being something that you are afraid of. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, you're invited to join the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.